You're listening to Win the Day with James Whittaker.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, this is the number one podcast to help you win the day every day. Here's your host, James Whittaker.
Let's go!
Welcome back to Win the Day Wednesday. I'm feeling really good today, and I hope you are too. Before we begin, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe button so you can get access to episodes like this one as soon as they're released. And if you've left a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you are a legend, because giving the Win the Day podcast a rating gives us more visibility so we can reach more people out there who really need to hear it. So thank you with all my heart for helping spread some much needed positivity around the world. All right, let's get into today's mini-sode. And it's been a really, really good year in terms of the quality of the guests we've had on the podcast, and I hope you agree. I've learned so much, and I hope you have too. And we've got some more awesome guests coming up who are going to knock your socks off. But I want to use this mini-sode to talk about the importance of recognizing your own potential. You see, coming out of the holiday season, or just from whatever season of life you're in, it can be easy to rest on your laurels and go through each day flat and unmotivated, which is when events can do brutal damage to your progress and to your self-belief. But since you're listening to this podcast, I know you've got big aspirations. I know you've got a strong desire to help the people around you and to be the best you can be. And in episode 172, we had David Stewart came on the podcast. Now, Dave is fit as all hell. He's 65 years old and his fitness metrics are in the top 10% of a 35-year-old. He's super motivated. He's driven by a mission much bigger than himself, and intensely curious about how great he can be from this one extraordinary life. And if you've completed the Win the Day Accelerator, you'll recognize that as the foundational elements of the Win Method. The W stands for wonder and includes everything I just mentioned about Dave. It's the source of infinite energy and the greatest productivity hack of all time. But to sustain that, you need to get out of your comfort zone. You need to challenge yourself. You need to do hard things, and you need to do them much more often than you're doing now. It's not going to insulate you from failure or bad days, because that's impossible. But what it will do is reduce the frequency that you have them, it'll reduce the depth to which you fall, and it will enable you to bounce back so much faster. If you haven't adopted a plan like the Win Method, then of course you're going to stay in that slump. So what I want to do now is play a clip from that episode with Dave with a message for you to think about the next time you're feeling unmotivated. It's had a huge response on the socials, and here it is.
We are told increasingly the older we get, the more comfortable we're trained. It's like, what's the most comfortable chair? What's the most comfortable environment for you? How's this hotel? Oh, first class. Oh, that's very comfortable. So we're trained to be directed towards this. You need to push back against this. You need to do hard things. And you did hard things when you were 16, when you were 18, you were 25. You need to keep doing hard things. And hard things can be doing physically hard things, but it is, can also be talk to somebody who's completely different than you. Talk to somebody who has very different ideas from you. Start an organization. Help people. Like, for some people, just saying hi to somebody in an elevator is a very difficult, challenging thing. Just do that. You're not going to die. You learn doing things like cold showers and cold immersion, all this sort of stuff. Physiologically, there's some good signals there. But it also tells you, you didn't die. You made it through. You know, you can do this. And I think that there's so much cultural noise out there that says that you can't do it. And that's what I push back against. I say, you can do it.
So my challenge for you today, no matter what situation you're in, is to do something difficult, something that's really uncomfortable for you. Eleanor Roosevelt said, do one thing every day that scares you. Every day. And imagine how different your life would be if you made it a habit of getting out of your comfort zone, to do the difficult thing, to initiate the uncomfortable conversation that needs to be had, to get up on stage and speak or dance or whatever it is that you love to do, to reach out to the person you want to connect with, to ask for referrals for your business, to look yourself in the mirror and say, I have handled every challenge that has been thrown my way. I'm still here. I'm so much stronger for having gone through it. I'm hungry for more, and every stumble just makes me more determined. To say thank you for every adversity that comes your way, because there's an experience and a lesson in it that turns you into the person necessary enough to receive the success you want. That's the challenge. Get it done. That's all for this episode. If you want me to create a free personalized action plan for you, go to winthedayquiz.com. It'll take you 30 seconds. You get to answer a few fun questions about how you approach decisions, and then you get to download your free Win the Day action plan, as well as a few other special bonuses that you won't find anywhere else. Not a bad deal, is it? Just go to winthedayquiz.com. Until next time, do hard things onwards and upwards, always.